The Bank for International Settlements is charging ahead this year with their agenda for global financial control through a central bank digital currency future. While this agenda has been known for some time, what might come as a shock to you is how they plan on leveraging your real-world assets as the key to this master plan. With this strategy already unfolding in the United States, it's never been more important to understand what's really going on so that you can protect yourself. All of this and more today. I'm Taylor Kenny with ITM Trading, and this is TaylorMade Economics. The Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, often referred to as the central bank of central banks, has continued to blaze forward with their plan of a global CBDC takeover, but it might not be in the way that you were expecting. From asset tokenization to digital IDs and even exploring how to take over the metaverse, their current maneuvers are quietly laying the foundation, going largely unnoticed by many. Yet real-world asset tokenization is moving forward at a rapid pace, and not on a small scale. In fact, it is forecasted that in the next 5 years, there will be over $16 trillion worth of real-world assets existing in tokenized form. So what exactly is tokenization? Why does it play such a significant role in the BIS's larger plans for a CBDC rollout? And how could this directly impact you? Starting with what is tokenization? It's the process of taking conventional assets and turning them into a uniquely coded digital token. Most people hear digital token or blockchain and think of cryptocurrency or some other new form of value storage. But this is something different. It's taking real-world existing assets and turning them into tokens. Your house, car, artwork, really anything you can think of can be tokenized. And while this might sound new and exciting, there's a lot of cash to be made in this secondary market. It could increase efficiencies and speed up transactions. Ultimately, it's crucial to understand that tokenized assets carry the same risks that CBDCs do, as they are programmable and offer no privacy. And the ultimate goal of tokenization is to create a digital record of ownership of the entire world, which will be essential for the BIS's master plan, which was outlined in last year's annual economic report. This plan includes creating a unified ledger that will bring together all of the central bank digital currencies, tokenized deposits, and tokenized assets, all living on one centralized programmable platform. Imagine that. One programmable platform owned and operated by the central bank of central banks, controlling not only the new CBDCs, but no, tokenized versions of all assets. Your assets. And even beyond your assets, we are entering a world where the tokenization of every single item exists. Water, trees, rocks, you name it, there will be a digital record and a digital record of ownership linking to a digital ID. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll cover that in just a second. So how do they actually go about implementing this? Well, it's already started here at home with our banks, our institutions, such as JP Morgan, Goldman's, and BlackRock, just to name a few, have already begun experimenting with the tokenization of their assets and are gearing up to expand that tokenization and those offerings for a much wider reach. Up first will be the tokenization of deposits. Now, if you watched my video last week on the Bank Term Funding Program ending, which if you didn't, I'll be sure to link below, I laid out how it is a very real possibility that we could see many small and regional banks closing thanks to a lack of liquidity, which is going to force a lot of depositors to move towards these larger banks. The same larger banks that are spearheading all of the tokenization of their assets, soon to be your assets, starting with tokenized deposits. I'm not saying this is all part of a larger plan. Let me know what you think in the comments below. But what I'm saying is that connecting all of the dots, we can be certain that this is playing into the BIS's plan perfectly. Tokenization growth is terrific for them because a big part of their plan is getting people used to this so that it builds trust in the system and it doesn't feel as foreign. In fact, the BIS even has a paper called Trust Bridges and Money Flows, where they outline how in a credit-based or digital-based currency, trust is essential in getting adoption. Go figure. Oh, and while we're talking about trust, I forgot to mention that all of this, the tokenized assets, it is impossible without the utilization of a digital identity. As if this wasn't dystopian enough already, yes, you heard me correctly, a digital identity. The BIS claims that trust will come from the digital identification because you will know exactly who you're doing business with, who owns what, and any kind of potential criminal activity will be minimized. Now, I don't know about you, but having a digital identity so that all of my financial transactions are monitored and surveilled doesn't make me feel trusting and safe. It makes me feel like I've lost all of my privacy and freedoms. And this isn't speculation. The BIS tells us this themselves in that same report, and I quote, "Tokenized money is not associated with anonymity. The identity of token owners and the nature of transactions can still be monitored by the appropriate parties." Full and total control of your assets, not just your currency, not just CBDCs. No, they're taking a step further. Full and total control of your assets of everything. Many people have taken premature comfort in the fact that any kind of U.S. CBDC initiatives have been opposed by U.S. lawmakers. But what we're not paying enough attention to is the progress being made towards a digital identification and/or tokenized assets. Just last week, the EU Parliament voted in resounding favor of creating a digital identification for residents. And here in the United States, while it hasn't happened yet, there are steps being made and there is a push happening towards a centralized digital identification being created. The BIS, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, are all working together on this. And if you don't know who those organizations are because they operate under a veil of mystery, I have done videos breaking down who and what they are. I'll add those links below for you too. But one of the primary goals here is that they're laying the foundation for future adoption. The BIS has made it abundantly clear that that was a priority initiative for them this year. And in fact, they've been putting resources towards researching different ways that they can create new inroads so that people are more primed and ready when CBDCs are launched. In a recent BIS report, they even went so far as to highlight using the metaverse as a new way to grow future adoption, saying that if the metaverse becomes macroeconomically relevant, whoever wins the payment infrastructure would see a significant boost later on in adoption. They then went on to explain how central bank digital currencies or tokenized deposits would be the obvious choice for such a thing. All of this to say the BIS and the powers that be are laser focused on executing their agenda and finding new ways to do it that might not even be on our radar. I just want to make sure that we're all aware of what's going on because ultimately it might not be as black and white as we once thought. It might not just be about a CBDC launch or not. It is so important to make sure that we stay on top of what's going on so that we don't run the risk of losing our financial control, freedoms, or privacy. And if you want to make sure that you personally are set up for success, click the Calendly link below and get a call set up with one of our trusted analysts today. I know you will be so glad you did it. They have years of experience in helping people getting strategies in place for situations exactly like this, custom made and tailored to whatever your goals and needs are. And if you're not subscribed already, make sure to subscribe. I will be continuing to break down important topics like this and share with loved ones. We know how crucial it is to get the word out. Thank you so much for being here with me today. As always, I'm Taylor Kenny with ITM Trading. Until next time.